Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody who's tuning in tonight. Just so that everybody can follow and catch up to where we've been, make sure you check out the other episodes. Right now we're on the 30 Days to Success Challenge, okay? So I have an episode about the challenge. I have an episode about the plan. And each of these episodes are going to keep us on point and getting our goals accomplished in these 30 days, which is to become successful, to learn what it really takes to become successful. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Remember, you can follow me on the website to keep up with everything, KendraJustine.com. Also, make sure you're following me on Facebook and Instagram as well, Kendra Justine. So without further ado, what we're talking about today is Think and Grow Rich. And the reason I decided to, you know, name it this title is because this book has just been resurfacing in my life. And I actually had the book years ago. I got the book, you know, I got hold of the book 7 years ago, to be exact. And I never read it. You know, I just had it. It was something I stored away when I was collecting books and information at that time. So to make a long story short, the law of attraction has been working, like I'm telling y'all, and it brought this book back into my life, so I found it. And this book is crucial, okay? There are two different versions. There's a version that came out, this is the full version, in 1979, and then they also have a condensed version where they take out a lot of the elements that was in the original book, okay? And what you have to understand about this is that the elements that they took out of it are actually the spiritual elements, because when you're talking about success and abundance and money, many of us think, you know, okay, well, I just work hard and I'll make money. I'll make it. But honestly, take a look around you. How many people do you see working hard, working their butts off, and they definitely don't have $1 million? You know, they probably don't even have $200,000. I've been reading another book by Robert Kiyosaki. If you're not familiar with Robert Kiyosaki, you definitely want to check this guy out. He's popular. He's known for writing Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's a great book. You know, if you've never read it, I definitely recommend you starting that, you know, especially if you're considering acquiring great wealth in the future, okay? But right now I'm actually reading A Guide to Investing. And something that he said that stood out to me when he was on the path, because he wasn't always rich. And a lot of times people think, okay, well, you know, they inherit money. A lot of rich people, they grew into money. But as I read in the Forbes magazine, 75% of people who have wealth who are millionaires are self-made, okay? So never let that be an excuse for why you don't have abundance, okay? But to make a long story short, this guy's mentor in the book, A Guide to Investing, it's called A Guide to Investing, What the Rich Invest In That the Poor and Middle Class Do Not Know. So one of the key things that his investor said that really stood out to me, he said the main difference between poor people and rich people, okay, is their vocabulary. And I'm like, wait, this is interesting, you know, because he took a while to actually say that part. But when he gets into it, he's like, think about a doctor. Before you become a doctor, one of the first things that you do in med school, even before you hit med school, you learn medical technology. You learn the vocabulary words. If you're becoming a lawyer, what do you learn? You learn law. You learn law words. If you're becoming a mechanic, you have to know the parts of a car. You have to be familiar with these terms, or else you won't even know what exists or what doesn't exist in the medical field or what doesn't exist, you know, in mechanic work. So that's the same thing when you're talking about finances. How are you going to even acquire money if you're not familiar with financial terms? It's recommended to at least learn one financial term a day. I'm going to throw one out there for those of you who might not be familiar. Just derivative. Figure out what a derivative is. You see what I'm saying? There's so many financial terms, but just learn one a week and get really familiar with it. And the more financial terms you learn, now you'll find yourself having conversations with people that you probably wouldn't even ever been able to have conversations with because you don't speak that language. You see what I'm saying? So that's just a thing that I wanted to throw out there, okay? But one thing that I do want to make sure that I touch on before I move so fast because there's so much that I have to talk about tonight, but I only have 10 minutes left, okay? What I want to say is for those of you who are on this 30 Days to Success Challenge with me, I appreciate it. Stay in there because this is going to be worth it for you. And I just want to give everybody some consolence because when I say stay on this plan, the plan, check out that episode. It's called The Plan, 30 Days to Success. When I talk about this plan and staying on that plan, that's not something that's necessarily, okay, easy to do, especially for most of us who are used to being, you know, in the same routine. We're used to, you know, sometimes feeling good, sometimes not feeling good. Maybe we might have a good day today. Maybe we might not have a good day. But what 30 Days to Success is about taking control of your life. It's about waking up each morning and being like, this today is going to be excellent. I cannot wait to see what the universe brings me. I cannot wait to see what happens today. Life is really like a box of chocolates, okay? And to me, all chocolate tastes pretty good. So it's a good thing that life is like a box of chocolates because there are so many abundant things that can happen to you. There are so many people that you can run into. There are so many conversations that you can have only if you feel good. When we wake up and feel bad, good luck if somebody gets a smile, right? So imagine the person that walks out into the world feeling great, talking to people, passing out their business cards, having these great conversations, meeting people they would have never met if they didn't open their mouth. And then imagine the other guy who gets out of bed, he's kind of pissed off, he's not smiling, he don't want to talk to nobody. You know, what much is there going to be to reap out of his day? You see, so it's not easy, and I wanted to talk about this really quickly because I actually came out of a transition. You know, I had court the other day, and even though I got exactly what I wanted to from court, it still threw me off just because of what I was in court for. You see, and it's personal, so I'm not going to get into that at this point. Okay, so that kind of threw off my energy, and then I was kind of just, you know, finding myself wanting to go into this slump. You know, and I was like, no, I cannot allow that to happen because I'm on this 30 Days to Success Challenge. I cannot afford to not feel good. So I spent an extra 3 hours waking up, y'all. I woke up at about 7 o'clock today, and I spent 3 hours in my room until I could come out of this room feeling excellent. I mean, I don't like to leave my room. I don't like to even enter the world until I feel 1,000% because I know that once I get myself on the right, the rest of my day is going to go just like that. The rest of the day is going to get better and better and better and better because that's the vibration that I started out on. So I just wanted to give y'all a quick note. I want to finish the rest of my points. It's about 7 minutes left, but I did want to let y'all hear that, okay? I'm not perfect, and it's not necessarily easy. We know that we're accustomed to negative thoughts. We're accustomed to allowing people to giving people our energy, letting people get the best of us, you see? So it takes work to be like, you know what, I don't care about any of that. I'm going to do anything that I need to do to feel good. And one last piece that I will say about that, if nothing is working, if your gratitude list isn't working, if your affirmations isn't working, if none of this stuff is making you feel better, go outside. Go outside. Let your feet touch the grass. Let your feet touch the dirt, okay? Spend time in nature. Okay, and I'm going to get into the science of that in another episode, but just hear me out on that. Try it. If nothing else is working this weekend, you feel like you're on a slump on your 30 days of success, just go spend some time outside, okay, and see how that changes your whole vibration, okay? Another thing, all right, I had an epiphany about abundance, you know, because you have people who deal with abundance and you have people who deal with lack of abundance. And we're going to talk about finances because our world is so centered around finances, but most people have such a bad connotation of money. So, you know, we never get to use it correctly. But let me just give this example that hit me today, and I feel like this could be helpful for other people. It was a point in time in my life where, you know, I was single, I was younger, and I was like, you know, I really want to be married one day. I want to have kids one day. Where are the good men at? I can't find any good men. I hardly even run into attractive men. Where are the at least attractive guys at? That was my experience, okay? And we're talking about a few years ago. I used to just, you know, me and my girlfriends, where the good dudes at? Girl, maybe one of these days, maybe in a few years, we'll run into them, you know. And that used to be my experience. It got to a point I was like, you know what, I don't care about that. I really got to the point inside of myself, and it wasn't me trying to convince myself of this. It's just when I really built a strong relationship with myself, I got to the point that I was like, you know what, if I never have a child, I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? I have my nephews. I love my nephews to death. That's good enough for me. And I also said if I never got married, I was like, you know what, I don't even think I want to be married. I think that when I get older, you know, and I accomplish some of my goals to where I'm feeling comfortable about it, then I'll go ahead and, you know, deal with somebody then. I'll think about settling down then. Now, to make a long story short, the only reason I even gave that example is to say this, okay? I'm to the point of my life now where that is not a problem. You know, men, me, meaning men, that's not an issue. There's no issue in that. There are so many good men out here. I used to be on one side of the coin where I'm like, black men, you know, where are the good ones at? There are so many of you. And I just want to give a shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. I see y'all. There's so many good men out here. And there's so many that are available to me. You see that I could take it to another level with if I wanted to, if I was interested in intern relationships. So my whole point in giving you that example is that there was one time that I felt that there were no men, no hardly any good men. Maybe there's 1% of good guys. And now I'm to the point where I feel like most of the men that I encounter are excellent. You know, they're great. It's so many. And that's the same thing with money, okay? I want to read something to y'all very quick. And this is coming from the Think and Grow Rich book, okay? This hit me. This is straight out of the book, y'all. Okay, this is the first thing that hit me. It says, when riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where have they been hiding all of those years. Isn't that amazing to you? Like, when I read those words, I'm like, what? Yo, that's how it's going to be? Like, for real? Like, just waterfalls of abundance? Like, just like everything else? Think of, before you start to dwell on money and your lack thereof, think of how many other things that you have already manifested into your life that you get in abundance. Think about those things. Think about the things that you attract to yourself abundantly already, okay? When you do that, you'll start to pick up on that vibration and you'll attract more and more abundance to yourself. A next point that I want to make in this Think and Grow Rich book, okay? It says, when you begin to think and grow rich, you will observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with definiteness of purpose, with little or no hard work. Did y'all hear what I just said, okay? Because I made this episode, there's so much that I can go into, but I needed to touch on major points, and this is one of them. Let me repeat, okay? When you begin to think and grow rich, you will observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with definiteness of purpose, with little or no hard work, okay? So I've been in business, I've said it before on another little podcast. I've been in business for about 5 years, and I've been working my ass off, okay? I don't have $1 million in my bank account yet, not yet. But now that I'm starting to really understand things, I'm starting to understand the ways of the universe, I can clearly see where I have been beating on a dead horse the whole time. I was never going to attract abundance doing what I was doing, okay? When you have an abundant life, everything comes to you in abundance. You attract money in abundance, love in abundance, people in abundance, resources in abundance. Stop thinking about what you don't have and think about all of the things that you do have, because then you will see where your wealth lies. And once you start focusing on all of the things that are working for you, all of the things that you do have, just watch. Watch how everything else starts to flow in, because that's literally what's been happening to me, y'all. Literally, okay? I really wanted to take some calls tonight. Sorry that I couldn't. I see y'all. I really see y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in, okay? And if you have me on Facebook, definitely send me a message and let me know what you think about the episode. All right? Think and Grow Rich. Get that book if you do not have it. If you cannot afford it, if you don't know where to find it, email me, okay? angelsperfect@gmail.com. I'll get you a copy. ANGELSPERFECT@gmail.com. Love y'all. Peace.